hey, we're doing a podcast intro because we're all crying and we just want to talk to you.
Yeah, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks, and that's because I had it in my notice and I wasn't allowed to talk to you anymore.
There's a reason why all of our pictures changed one random day.
Yeah.
And there was no mention of anyone's names anymore.
And our bios and everything.
Yeah. Yes. And a little radio kind of, not secret, I suppose, but usually the way they do things is when you, like, say you're leaving, they just immediately pull you off air. But I got to stay on for the last 3 weeks and have the crack, and that was...
You got to or you had to.
Really great. It depends what word you use. But no, today, honestly, like... It was fantastic to be able to do that last show with you
and
guys.
And be able to say goodbye to the listeners and stuff as well.
That was brilliant. It was,
and the ending will actually break you. Well, it broke us.
It was only a minute long, but I'm glad it was only a minute long.
Yeah, no, as well.
You know what I mean? I was like, that was perfect.
Remember yesterday where we were planning, we were like, is a minute long enough?
Yeah.
But see, you can't go on too long.
Yeah,
like,
I think everyone gets it. Like, I think people know how important you are to us and how, like, I know it's so cliche, but like, we're genuinely pals. Do you know, we've had such a great time on and off air the last years. But can we say Aisling's going to 2FM? I just said,
well, you've said it now.
Aisling's going to national radio, and we're so fucking proud of her. It's class.
Yeah, it's very
we're
cool.
Really, I wish I could take you with me.
I know, yeah.
Or Sunshine, you know, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Choice.
Yeah. You're going to be an RTE girly.
I know, weird.
I have so many questions about RTE. I look at it like a cult, so I'm going to be texting you every day.
You know what? Have me on the podcast intro in a few weeks and I'll fill you in.
That's a great idea.
I've no. Oh my gosh.
We'll change your voice so we don't know it's you.
Yeah, what we'll do, we'll put her through a little disguise generator or something.
I really wanted to do something.
Wear a mustache.
So you'll hear in today's show that we did, we got rid of all of the girly quiz board games because all of Aisling's face is on them. And that was actually a legit thing.
Yeah.
Can't be giving away stuff with your face on when you've gone.
It's illegal.
But one of my things that I wanted to do and we never got to was, you know how we sometimes do like sabotaging people's speeches?
Yeah.
We sabotage Aisling's first show.
Yeah. 2FM.
What?
Absolutely nothing in it for her whatsoever.
Or not like listeners to text like loads of abuse to the station that I'm shit.
Oh my God, we do that Monday.
I don't think I've...
I would fucking love that.
I don't think we'd be allowed to do that.
I don't think you would, but yeah.
And also, 2FM have a... You have to pay to text them.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay to text them.
Ugh, yuck.
Or their WhatsApp number is like 087 100 million thousand.
577 is the cash machine.
Oh yeah, 57551 or...
It's one of them.
Well, it's what is it? 51552.
51552.
Yes, because the one
I'll have to tell them that WhatsApp is a thing.
5151, wash
your hands. WhatsApp is a thing, but their number isn't catchy.
Right.
So like ours is 711-103 because our station's 103.8. That makes sense. Mm. Whereas 2FM's, obviously they didn't get there on time. They're like, oh Jesus, WhatsApp's the thing that kids are using now.
And how often am I going to say 711-103?
How did this radio station get that phone number?
That is mad.
Because there's other radio stations.
But like
98
is 087-98-98-98.
How?
Do that on Monday.
I think I have...
investigate that.
I have a bit of an insight. Adrian Kennedy, when he came from FM 104 to 98FM, he was friends with a man who ran Aircom or someone in the phone company. Someone in the phone company anyway. And he managed to get that number for them.
When I first started here, presenters used to have to say Vodafone 0877.
Yeah.
It was like some kind of a deal, I think.
So I wonder if that was the reason why they had to say the service provider. So the station just went to Vodafone.
Do you remember the girl who put us down as her like emergency contact because we were the only number she could remember or something? Do you remember?
Yes.
She wanted to text her mom and she rang us instead.
Oh. It was a young girl. We did this on the show.
Yeah, we rang her and we were like,
she was like, she was in Fairview or something.
Yeah,
and she ran out her credit, and the thing was she wanted her mum to get in touch with her via the radio station because it was late at night. So that was weird.
That was funny. Lots of
memories. I'm crying again. Do you remember
when we said we record this to stop Emma crying?
I know. Yeah. It's just making me worse. Do you remember this morning when Dave Moore crashed our show with giving us chocolates?
Butler's chocolates.
That feel like about 3 weeks.
It does.
And I just remember that there and I was like, jeez, that feels like forever ago. Enjoy today's show.
Hey, guess what? We're going for a pint at 10:30.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly.
Before we go, how's the dog?
My dog is mental. That's what I really like.
That's part why she's crying.
Her life is over.
Dog shit. Leaving. No, the dog's great. Love the dog. Dog's gorgeous and is my emotional support.
Hey, it was good to talk to you again.
Yeah. Me and Dave, by the way, like,
we'll be back.
We're here.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to be a podcast listener.
Hey.
Yay!
You're going to enter the cash machine.
I God, enter the cash.
If Aisling Bonner won the cash machine, there'd be right.
That is the most Aisling Bonner thing in the world to do.
Yeah, next Friday she will win. Oh no, you're still technically an employee by next Friday.
I'll enter the first week of March. Yeah. I'll actually enter it. Imagine. Fuck's sake. There'd be fucking ructions.
Wouldn't there just? Oh, I'd love to. I'd love Barry Dunn to be.
I don't think we can do this.
I don't really know how to sign off because it's just been such an emotional show that you'll hear it all. But Ash, again, we love you.
Love and, you too. And the rumours aren't true. No, it's not that we had a big fall now. No, we do love each other.
Yeah.
She is getting fun.
I'm actually I'm crying because she just keeps beating me up.
She's a bully.
Bye. Spin. Waking you up with Now. Watch Boyzone no matter what on Sky or with Now. No contract. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged. Spins fully charged.
Hello.
Good morning.
Woo-hoo.
Happy Friday.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Aisling's last day.
Oh, God.
Fully charged. Because she's being fired. And speaking of being fired, I want to talk to you about The Apprentice.
Excellent segue.
Yeah, the Brits are at it again. Specifically the business Brits. I didn't really know that The Apprentice was even on at the moment.
I didn't know it was back now.
Yeah, it is still on TV for those of you who are absolutely shocked. Basically loads of people fight out to get a job with Alan Sugar. I don't even know if they still get a job. Do they? Is it just like an investment in their business?
Yeah,
or something
the original
like
was
that?
A job and now it's like, yeah, that he invests in their business. Which does, I think, ruin the format a little bit.
Yeah, it does a little bit. I saw this clip online and it's on genuinely TV Gold, right? Last night they had a challenge where Sir Alan Sugar basically gave the teams a task to buy 9 different but like very obscure items for like the cheapest prices.
Oh yes, they always do that, yes.
And the team that spent the least money wins. Apparently they do always do this, like every year. I've never seen this and I used to love The Apprentice.
It's really good.
So one of the items they had to buy was a sheep's coat. So pretty much the wool off a sheep's back. And this is how negotiations started.
What would you charge for that coat?
It would be sold for, say, £20 a fleece.
£20 a fleece, yeah. All right, cool.
So he said about £20. How much would you two haggle for a sheep's wool?
I've actually done the shearing before of a sheep.
Have you?
Yeah, I did in my farmer days.
And how much would you charge for your work?
I'd be charging probably more than that, but it's just not seen as very valuable wool. That's the only problem. So I'd probably take 15. That's the lowest I'd
15, go. Okay.
Yeah,
15. Maybe a tenner.
12 or something.
Maybe 12.
I don't think I'd give them 50% off.
Here's what the team leader offered.
All right, cool. So I'd like to make you an offer, my friend. £1.50.
Wow, that's actually so insulting.
I'd like to make you an offer, my friend.
My friend?
What is she? Working in Spain,
oh,
selling hats and glasses?
My friend.
My friend.
That's so patronising. And then to follow up with £1.50,
£1.50.
Tell me what happened.
Like, so rude.
As if farmers don't have enough.
Honestly.
Lads,
and you're offering them
£1.50.
For oh my God.
My friend.
My friend.
She's so confident.
I presume he said no. Yeah, good. And I presume she didn't win.
I really hope not.
I'd like to offer you £1.50.
I'd like to say
my
no, thank
friend.
You. Goodbye.
The net!
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was checking my Whoop this morning. I got 3 hours and 32 minutes of sleep.
Oh,
last night.
Dearie me.
I did not have the most fun night.
I tossed and turned.
For just the entire time. And
A lot going on.
And I just at one point just sat up and was like, fine, I'm not going to sleep. So
I just kind of
let my mind do the talking, see what it wanted to say, why it was keeping me up. And so it started doing some quirky things. You know, my ADHD brain, it loves to just kind of keep me up with random things. So what it was doing was it was coming up with job titles and then funny names that would work with those job titles. And then it was also...
I'd love an hour in your head.
No, you wouldn't.
All right.
And it was also coming up with words that are fun to say if you put the emphasis on a different part of the word than you normally would.
Right.
I like the idea of like you coming up with these things that like are funny, but you just being like, stop.
Stop. Yeah.
Like crying.
Please,
like,
make it
no.
stop.
Yeah.
I just want to slip.
But no, so I just wrote them down. And I was just like, right, I'll write them down and maybe then... I will be able to sleep. So that was at about, I want to say 1:45.
Mm.
And then at about 2:15, I put my phone down after writing all of them down and conked straight away.
Unreal.
Okay, so you kind of
honestly, guys, taking things from your brain to a piece of paper or typing it out is so good for you.
So would you like to hear some excellent names for jobs?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, an accountant, Bill Ledger.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Dentist, Molly Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a pilot, Miles High.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was really proud of this one. A chef, Basil Cook.
Oh, that's very good. Basil.
That's just Basil Fawlty.
Such a common name.
Yeah, Basil. parking, like, person who like puts like a ticket on your car, Parker Fine. Like,
oh,
in, like,
oh, know, very good, yeah.
A meteorologist, Gale Storm.
Gale Storm.
Which I'm pretty sure is a character in something.
Producer Callum.
I have to tell you, and this is no word of a lie, where I'm from in the UK, Nottingham, there's a regional TV show on the BBC called BBC East Midlands Today.
Yeah.
Local news on at 6:30 every night. And there is a weather person.
No.
Sarah Blizzard. That is her real name.
I've seen her.
She's just retired. But like, wow. that if you're made for a job, Sarah Blizzard.
Sure, it probably was just stuck into her psyche. But yeah. The second she was talking, they were like, oh, you need to be a meteorologist.
It's incredible.
That's
love
very
that.
Good.
There's a butcher called Chuck Ribs.
Chuck.
I don't know. I was just like, what like?
You're presenting these people as if they're real, but they're just in your mind.
No, they're just in my head. Yeah, and a banker called Penny Cashman.
I had a Miss Cashman in school. He has a legit surname.
Yeah, I actually had a fella called Cashman in high school. And then I was thinking, like, weird jobs as well. so, like, someone who you'd pay to stand in a queue for you.
Yeah.
Stan D-Line. If there was a head of a line.
Oh, yeah, the popular surname D-Line.
D-Line. No, but it was like, it'd be like Stan and then D. And then line.
Oh, okay.
Like Stan, like D could be for like Dwight or something.
Yeah.
D is,
yeah.
Like, oh, also, I get really popular.
And line is a popular surname.
Do you remember a couple of months ago, Emma, you were talking about like airport lost and found?
Yes.
And I was like, what if someone worked there and they'd be called Leslie Looking?
Very good.
Which I really enjoy. And then I was thinking of, do you remember that we did the corporate jargon?
Yes.
A couple of like months ago, we talked about like when you're in an office meeting or something, you should come up with your own corporate jargon.
Yeah, very good.
So a corporate jargon translator would be buzzword. Instead of buzzword.
Cool. And yeah. So then the other bit of the brain.
The other
was
bit
doing
of the brain
this.
Was good. So that was doing that, and then I was just like, "Well, I just like, what if I don't know? I don't know how it came to my mind. I think I was thinking about the hot press, and I was just like, oh, I have clothes in the hot press, and I hate when people call it the hot press.
Okay.
Because that's putting emphasis on the wrong word.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, that'd be funny. What'll be some other funny words?
Sorry, if someone's called it the hot press.
The hot press. And the other one that annoys me is a sausage roll.
Oh, God.
It does my head.
That looks psychotic.
It's psychotic. So I came up with some other ones.
Someone goes to daddy and say, can I have two of the sausage rolls, please?
Yeah, it's like sausage rolls.
Ooh.
I hate it. So I thought of some other ones. Go karting. Go karting.
For some reason, that sounds like real, like, west of Ireland.
Yeah, go karting.
Go karting.
Yeah, it's very Cork, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe this is a Cork thing because I thought of a DJ.
DJ.
Instead of a DJ.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to Google it.
Google.
Yeah, that's great.
A laptop. A handbag.
Handbag.
Fireworks.
That's very Cork.
It is kind of Cork, isn't it? And yeah. Fully charged.
Fully charged.
Fully charged.
Fully charged.
Very Christopher Walken. Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yes, exactly. Damn it. So that was what was keeping me up late at night. So 3 hours and what was it, 32 minutes of sleep. And I have to drive to Cork today where I will be saying them to them, where can I go? Go karting.
Yeah.
And does this place have a DJ?
At least you know how to speak when you get there.
I'll Google it.
You've learned Cork. You're laughing.
Recharged.
Lola Young and Messi, you're listening to Spin. Morning. I think we're all big into Lola Young.
Yeah, fantastic.
We've kind of become a bit obsessed. Yeah, she's very cool. I mean, you kind of started me off because you said that you were following her on Instagram and that thought she was really cool vibes. Then I looked her up and I followed her on Instagram and I was like, agreed, she is cool. She kind of reminds me of C-Matt a little bit.
Yeah.
I Googled her then because I was like, where did she come from? Like, do you know, in terms of like her career and music. Do you know these people just pop up?
Yeah, I always feel like that.
Whoa, you're like a fully formed artist.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't just have one song. Like,
I just haven't heard your stuff before.
Exactly. But like, you've got an image and a whole brand and everything. And it turns out that she comes from the exact same place that tons of artists we know very well have come from. A place that I didn't even know existed. And it's called the Brit School.
The Brit School.
Did you ever hear of the Brit School?
Is there anything to do with the Brits is in the awards?
Yes.
Oh, right. So,
I've heard something about this.
So it's described as the UK's leading creative arts and performance school, and it's based in Croydon in London. And it was opened in 1991 and funded by the British Record Industry Trust, which is Brit, and they make the Brit Awards.
Okay.
It's very much like a targeted approach to have like a kind of academy of people who like have the potential to be famous in like music, like theatre, movies, and dance and everything.
You know the way they sometimes speak about in South Korea and how, like, you know, the K-pop lads, that it's such a structured thing to, like, create a boy band.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I think that's another level.
Yeah.
But that kind of sounds somewhat similar in terms of we're crafting you to be a star.
Yeah.
Basically, they want people to go away from the Brit school and win Brit Awards.
Yeah, and like, boost the UK music industry. It's really clever.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Should do it over here, for sure.
What do we have? Billy Barry's.
Yeah. Billy Barry. I don't know if you've ever heard of Fame, the musical.
Yes,
Fame.
Yes, I have heard.
Yeah,
of it.
So I think that was actually like the Fame School inspired them to make this school. But the alumni is insane, and also a sort of similar vibe. Like a lot of solo female artists went to the Brit School,
and it's been gone since
1991. Yeah, including Leona Lewis.
No way.
Yeah,
prior to X Factor.
I need to suss that one out. I'm not sure before or after.
Because that's con then.
Producer Con's on that one. Jessie J.
Yeah.
Kate Nash.
Okay. Oh, I loved her.
Just be one of the earlies. Rizzle Kicks.
I remember Rizzle Kicks.
Let's get down with the trumpet.
I mean, like, Rizzle Kicks. Yeah, it was in my class. Ray.
I wonder in that school if they're like, okay, so we're going to come up for an artist name for us today. And then at the end of the class, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
Maybe something else, Darren.
Yeah.
Maybe something else.
Yeah.
No, I like Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah. Ray went as well.
No, I'm surprised that Ray went there. Is it like an elitist type of place?
It's free. So it's actually not a fee-paying school at all. You just have to obviously go through a mad audition process probably.
Okay.
You have to be like super good.
Okay, so it's like it's like that school in Victorious, Hollywood Arts or something like that, where they all have to audition and they all have to be massively talented to get in.
Yeah, it's all about the talent. And then the last two names are just like insane. Amy Winehouse.
No way.
And Adele.
Although I get I get serious Amy Winehouse vibes off Lola Young.
So do I.
Do you know what I mean? The same kind of voice.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Like that deep and powerful voice.
Someone texted into the spin about that being like, sound so like with Amy Winehouse. Mm.
And the attitude as well. Producer Callum.
Leona Lewis, fact check for you. She left the Brit School at the age of 17 to go and work in Pizza Hut. And then she went to the X Factor.
Okay, perfect. So she'd been there before. Interesting. Yes. And final point on Lola Young, when I was on her Wikipedia, I found out another crazy fact, which is just so random.
Go on.
You know the book, The Gruffalo?
I do.
Kids book?
Yes.
Her auntie wrote them.
It's so weird.
And wrote the Gruffalo.
So basically, she's a Nepo
she's
baby.
She's a Nepo baby. Yeah.
It's like Sabrina Carpenter's auntie.
She's got a big leg up there.
Yeah,
Gruffalo and Messi, like they're like the same thing.
Sabrina Carpenter's auntie is the voice of Bart Simpson.
No way.
Yeah.
That's her.
Nancy Carpenter.
Nancy Cartwright.
Cartwright.
Very close, actually. Yeah.
And again, you can't accuse it of being the same thing because, like, Sabrina's not singing, like, Bart Simpson.
No.
Yeah, it's funny,
random,
isn't it?
Though.
That was a good Marge impression.
Yeah, that was actually pretty decent.
To be honest, I'm kind of surprised myself.
Well done.
Yeah. Say, hey, homie.
Hey, homie.
That's so good.
That's your new
Two and a half years of Ashing on the show and we only figure out you can do a Marge Simpson impression now.
Listen, it's a good time. That's his last day. I can do something quick.
Emma, it's your time to shine.
Here's Gracie Abrams. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
For the final time this week, we have some really cool, mysterious prizes to give you for a second at the cinema.
Yeah, we're playing 1 second of a romantic film. If you think you know what it is, then you WhatsApp us the word cinema with your name and your location to 087 711 103. And if we ring you back and you get the film correct, you'll win that prize.
Yeah, it's a €200 voucher for a mystery Dublin location to give you and your loved one an unbelievable date night. We'll obviously tell you what that prize is when you win it. But for now, you can get you can set your mind a wonder.
What could it be?
Yes.
Any romantic plans yourselves for today?
Going for a dinner.
Very nice.
Very hard.
I'm off to Cork.
He's going very hard.
Nice going. Where's that squeaky, squeaky?
I have it. This is Dave.
That makes me think, the fact you had that ready makes me think that that's coming up later in the show, and that worries me.
was just always
two nights
on.
In a hotel, Dave. Not the one. Two
nights in a hotel. When do you ever do two nights?
We need to add some animal sounds to that because he's going to a photo wildlife.
That's what I'm doing. But shall we get back to the clip of
I
the movie?
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Okay, it was not The Simpsons, but it's this clip.
Very much.
Sorry, Callum.
Go on.
Very much.
Oh. I do know it, but as in I recognise it, but I couldn't tell you now. Okay, let's all listen a few times.
Very much.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Very much.
I think it's one I watched recently.
Very much.
I haven't a
very much.
On a plane.
I haven't a note.
087-711-1038. Get in touch on WhatsApp with the word cinema for your chance to win this 200 euro voucher for the mystery Dublin location on Valentine's Day.
Very much.
Yeah, don't forget it's a romantic film as well because it's Valentine's.
Yeah, I got it.
Whoa. I know him.
Do you? I thought. I have a theory about who the actor is.
Write down who you think the actor is.
I just don't know.
Very rom-com-y.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, well
is that
now.
The actor?
What say that out loud.
Say that out loud.
I wrote down Mr. Bean. It sounds like Mr. Bean.
Sorry, I know that I'm throwing so many different things out there, but anyone see that Mr. Bean is back filming?
No.
He was spotted the other day. Anyway,
Mr. Bean. It's not Rowan Atkinson, no?
It's not Rowan Atkinson.
Okay.
Very much.
Good to know.
Very much.
Today. So, Andrea thinks that she knows what the film is. This is the clip we've had.
Very much.
How are you, Andrea?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, good. On my way to work, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Listen, here is the clip, Andrea.
Very much.
Any idea what that film is?
I'm guessing it's 50 Shades.
50 Shades. You think Christian Grey is saying?
Very much.
I like that, those underwear very much.
It doesn't very sound much. Very sexy.
I like that whip very much.
Oh, yes. That is a very nice thong, very much.
Very much.
I'm afraid it's not.
Oh, thank God.
Well, thank you very much for giving it a crack and happy V-Day.
Thanks, Andrea.
See you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Michael is also there. How are you? What's the crack?
How are you?
Good. Listen, we're playing a second at the cinema and this is the clip.
Very much.
What do you think that film is?
Love Actually.
That's funny, because yesterday we had someone guess The Holiday. Two kind of Christmassy-themed guesses over the last couple of days.
And yeah. Mr. Bean is in Love, actually.
Mr. Bean is not in the clip. And you are unfortunately wrong.
Ah,
Sorry, Michael.
Good guess, Michael. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Good luck.
Bye.
Really does sound like Mr. Bean.
I don't think he does.
Very much.
I kind of know what you mean, like maybe when he's what's that character he does?
Johnny English?
Yes. Yeah. A little bit like that.
Owen's there, hello.
Hiya.
How are you this morning?
Start going.
Grand, yeah.
How's the day looking for you? Anything on?
Work. I'm just dropping my two daughters to my mother's in Shankill and then head back home to work.
Okay.
Very nice.
Have you any Valentine's plans?
Having a date night at home with the missus.
Oh, very good. That sounds good.
Listen, here's the clip from this movie. We're trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah. Very much.
What do you think?
What is it? Come on.
I think it's Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones.
That would make sense.
Hey, Bridget, I like you very much. And obviously the new film is out.
Yeah, very topical. And that actor being Colin Firth. Are you correct?
Perhaps, despite appearances, I like you very much.
Apart from the smoking and the drinking and the vulgar mother and the verbal diarrhea.
No, I like you very much.
Me and Bridget Jones have the same life. congratulations. That's unbelievable. You are absolutely correct. It was Bridget Jones. Are you ready to find out what you have won?
Yes.
All right.
If you get a babysitter, you could take it out of the house tonight.
You could indeed. You have won yourself a 200 euro voucher for Alfie's Restaurant with some of the most delicious dishes on their menu. It's a perfect spot for you and your loved one to have a date night or even a lunch date.
Now,
congratulations.
It's fair to say your missus would like to take the home date out of home if possible.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, that was the seal of approval there.
Owen, and what's your missus's name?
Roisin.
Owen and Roisin, you enjoy that. Have a lovely Valentine's
Alfie's
Day
go
together.
To Alfie's.
It'd be great. That's going to be great because we're getting married in May, so it'll be nice to have a night out.
Amazing.
So good.
I'm sure the purse strings are tight.
Congratulations,
so
lads.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy, guys.
Good luck.
Brilliant, thank you.
Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged. So just an update, my puppy Seamus, who I picked up the other day, night one was an utterly sleepless night, to be honest. And look, it's normal and all the rest. Suck it up, get on with it. But my boyfriend Jack arrived last night over from the UK and he didn't get in until about 9:45. And I said, hello. I'm going to bed. So there's the dog. He'll probably crap all over the house. Yeah. And here's all the cleaning products. And I will see you in the morning. Bye. Bye-bye.
Nice
yeah,
one.
Yeah, daddy's home.
So this morning, I woke up and went down and poor Jack was fast asleep on the couch. Seamus on top of him. And we said we'd bring him for a little drive into work, trying to keep him used to the car and all that.
Yeah, good.
All was going well till we got to Camden Street.
He wanted to go out, did he?
He was like, let me out of here. I want to go to Camden. No, he pooed in the car.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, no, he didn't.
That's the smell. The two of us were driving down through the city.
Are you sure that was the smell? It could have been Devitt's.
With the windows open, it was like...
Oh, no.
I think I actually had to get out of the car and be like, I have to go to work. I'm so sorry to leave you with that. I don't know if Jack was actually vomiting when I left him.
My God. Can I ask, like, did he poo, like, on a seat? Or, like,
in his thing on cardboard. So, okay, not the worst.
Okay. Oh, not too bad.
Seamus was so disgusted with himself that he left his little bed and was in the middle of the seat. He's like, I'm not dealing with that poo.
Yeah, who did that?
It wasn't me.
That was Jack, obviously.
Spin. Waking you up with Now.
Watch Boyzone. No matter what, on Sky or with Now, no contract.
Wake up. Full spins, fully charged.
Every day. We're spin.
Let's go. Hiya.
What's going on?
Hello.
Good morning. Today is a day to say goodbye. Something that's been in my life for a while now.
Mm.
And that is the soap that producer Callum got me a couple of weeks ago. I've ran out. I have washed my hands so much that my hands are now as dry as a bone.
Yeah. Why did producer Callum buy you soap?
Okay, so basically, I found this soap in my friend's house and I was like, this is the nicest smelling soap ever. It's like called like mahogany teak wood or something like that, right?
Just something random like mahogany teak wood.
Yeah,
don't know exactly, but it's a green bottle of mahogany teak wood. And so I remember saying, I brought it to the show, I was like, I found this soap, it's called mahogany teak wood. It smells absolutely amazing. And producer Callum was like, oh my God, I know this soap. I love this soap so much, but you can't buy it anywhere. So he got it from when he was in America and he brought it over, but he bought like 3 bottles and the next day he came in with a bottle for me.
Where were you for all this, Ashley?
I don't know.
This was a big moment.
One of her many holidays.
Mexico, maybe.
Why she's getting fired. But so you can only buy it from Bath and Body Works in the States.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought some home because Jess's Nana had some and I loved that soap. So it was like when we're over in the States, we got some. So I smuggled one out of our house and gave it to Dave. But I got in so much trouble with Jess for giving the soap to Dave, and I only told her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now Jess's family has just come back from Florida, and I have 8.
Wow. You have 8?
But not of all of these soaps. Some of them are like Disney themed.
Oh, right.
But then I've got 3 mahogany teak woods.
You should feel my hands.
This is the weirdest niche.
They are as dry as mahogany teak
wood. Why are they so dry?
Because
is it not good?
I wash it every 10 minutes.
Oh, you love it.
I just love it so much.
They smell so good.
It's so, so
can I have
nice.
One?
No.
Right.
Can you know what? I can't.
Can I have one? I'm leaving. I'm getting fired.
Yeah, no, you're getting fired, so you're definitely not getting fired.
Just at this point, since we announced the news about Aisling yesterday, that's the last show, I have a list of the things we've accused her of for the reason she's getting fired. So far we have, she creates a toxic workplace environment. She takes too many holidays. She's a hateful person. We found her old tweets. She's actually a 14-year-old girl. And she lied about her age applying for the job. So that's where we're at.
These people are bitter.
Spiteful. Add that to the list.
She's actually spiteful.
Yeah.
Spiteful. Good luck.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spins, speed dating.
Oh, I'm so excited to bring you all this so you can catch up on what went down when we went to Mondello Park on Tuesday this week. We were kind of saying we wanted to do something for Valentine's Day, and in the past we'd matched up singles before.
Yeah,
we did.
Let's not do that anymore.
Red flag romance.
Single people don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day.
No.
That's what I figured
they
out.
They want to forget about it.
So instead we said, let's do something really fun with couples, right? And this kind of had a bit of a twist to it. We went to Mondello Park on Tuesday. We wanted to give people the ride of their life at Mondello Park, and all the videos will be on our Instagram as well later today at Official Spin 103. They are gas.
Yeah,
I can confirm
fun.
That.
I'm excited to see these videos because I know the joke is that I got fired, but I did actually hand in my notice a few weeks ago, and as soon as I did, they said, yeah, you're not going to Mondello. And I was like, whoa, harsh. So I wasn't there.
No, you weren't allowed to come.
And I'm buzzing to hear how he's got on.
Well, it was really, really fun. We had a prize up for grabs thanks to Blanchard's 10 Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's, where one of our lucky couples were going to win a dinner for two at their brand new luxury restaurant, restaurant Kaizen, and that was followed by a movie at the Odeon and a shopping spree worth €250.
If you're used to the show, you'll know that we can be quite competitive amongst ourselves, and even though we had no control over the situation, it was up to the couples to basically perform and you know, be put to the test on who knows each other better. But I was very competitive. I wanted my couple to beat Dave's couple. So my couple were the lovely Shane and Georgia. So I'm here with my couple, the lovely Shane and Georgia. Shane, this is very much your thing, yes?
Yeah. It was when I heard about it on the radio, I was, straight away. So rang Georgia up, told her to apply to, double our chances.
Right, let's talk about you guys as a couple then, because that's what this is all about as well. We need to win. It's not just about the experience, Shane, okay?
Always about winning.
You need to bring this girl shopping. All right. How long have you been together?
5.5 years.
And how did you guys meet?
Tinder. Yeah, that was it.
It works sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, actually, like, I wouldn't put a lot of faith in Tinder originally, but I was happy to basically go on one night stand, and then it hasn't ended.
Oh! Wow. What I noticed then from there on in is we are laughing because we have found someone with nervous energy who's given us zingers. That was Georgia. Legend.
Yeah, but time to get in the car now. It was a brand new Alfa Romeo Giulia Veloce worth nearly €70,000, right? We had a pro driver. His name was Finn. He was whizzing us around.
Finn, let's go!
Oh my gosh.
Wow, it's roller coaster energy.
Oh my
it's insane.
God.
He was so good,
the
this
speed. Finn. Yeah, he's incredible. So basically what we did was we pitted 30 questions to each couple, 15 to him and 15 to her. And the idea was the question that answered the most questions correctly about each other would win the big prize. That, of course, being thanks to Blanchardstown Centre. So here's how Georgia got on answering her questions about Shane.
Georgia, is Shane more of a boobs or bum person?
Bum.
And what app could Shane not leave without?
Instagram.
YouTube. Who is Shane's celebrity crush?
Margot Robbie.
Yes. Who is Shane loves to see at a gig? Holy mother of
Christ. Oh my God. Eminem.
What?
Eminem.
Okay, correct.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I can only apologise. Look, it was absolute chaos and that didn't stop.
Yeah. What's Shane's favourite feature of yours?
My hair.
Yeah, it's class. What would Shane say his worst habit would be?
Oh, his worst habit? Oh, he gets obsessed about things.
Oh, you're brilliant, Georgia.
Okay.
Oh. Holy mother of Christ. Oh.
Are you okay?
This is so much fun.
I love this so much.
Oh, this is hilarious.
They were so good.
God, they really knew each other as well. Or she was doing well anyway.
Emma basically was still gabbing away whilst getting thrown around the track. So how did Shane get on answering questions about Georgia?
If Georgia would take anything to a desert island, what would it be?
Oh, her phone.
What shoe size is Georgia, Shane?
6.5.
What would she say is her worst habit?
Always happen to have last hit.
What does last hit mean?
In an argument.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
What would be George's death row meal?
Bao buns?
Right, okay.
Bao buns, bit of a random choice. Yeah, a bit of hesitation in there, but some solid answers from both of them. 30 questions down. Let's find out how they thought they got on.
All right, Pat, are you okay?
Not good.
It was great fun, but no.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind when we were going around the track?
Question-wise, it was great to focus on, but not question-wise, I was like, we're going to roll.
And how do you think we did when it came to questions?
I think we did okay. I think I got it maybe more wrong than I should have, but I think we did all right.
Okay, so that was that. And the adrenaline rush hasn't really stopped, to be honest with you. How did Dave's couple, Rachel and Andy, get on? And how did Dave get on being whizzed around in a supercar? Find out after Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Finally, we can share this with you. So on Tuesday, we went to Mondello Park to test couples on their relationships while speeding around their racetrack. And the couple that performs the best, we're going to win an unbelievable prize thanks to Blanchardstown Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's.
We just met my team at Team Emma, should we say. Lads, we had little high-vises. They were pink. They were spin branded. And they said speed dating on them. Dave had a black one because he's a boy.
Yeah.
And I had a pink one because I'm a girl. And I was allowed to keep it and I love it.
Yeah, mine did not look good. I looked like I was a hall monitor in school.
They were so cool. So my team, Emma, consisted of Shane and Georgia. They did pretty well. And I am dying to find out how Dave got on. His team were Rachel and Andy.
Yeah.
Rachel and Andy, welcome to Mondello Park. Have you been before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time here yet.
And Rachel?
Never.
Rachel, have you ever been in a fast car before?
Yeah, definitely.
But without details, and I appreciate that. So, how long have the two of you been together?
2 years.
Two wonderful years?
They're okay. more to look forward to.
Where did you meet?
The Camden Hotel.
The Camden? Mm. Did you shift that night?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Downstairs on the dance floor or upstairs in the nice little speakeasy? I mean, I've never been to the Camden.
Upstairs.
They were great crack. I really liked them.
As soon as they mentioned the Camden, Dave would be all over them. Yeah.
But how will they get on when we ask them questions about each other flying around a track at Mondello Park? That was the important thing. And a brand new Alfa Romeo Giulia Veloce. Andy was up first.
If Rachel could take anything to a desert island, what would it be?
Her phone.
Yes, correct. Who is Rachel's celebrity crush?
Tom Clare.
Yes, it is. What shoe size is Rachel?
5.
She is a 5. Well done. What would she say is her worst habit?
Her worst habit?
Yeah, her worst habit. Oh my God! Yes! What's her worst habit? Come on!
Vaping.
No, it's not. It's shaking her leg.
It's shaking her.
To be fair,
surely vaping is worse.
I hate when people do that. Like people are like sitting beside you and they just constantly twitch their legs, just my head in.
Yours was a lot more calm than Emma.
I was about to say, Dave, where are your screams?
There were at one point when he nearly went into a curb. I was kind of freaked there. But a decent start from Andy. Did he keep it up?
What would it be Rachel's death row meal?
Death row meal?
Yes.
Ooh, salt chili chicken Chinese.
You're absolutely wrong, unfortunately, Andy. It's bolognese. Alright, yeah. Where did Rachel grow up?
Rachel grew up, oh my God.
How long are you here? How long are you together? You don't know this.
Where did Rachel grow up?
Are you serious?
Jesus.
Where do we live?
No, it's Rachel. Oh, this right.
I met Rachel and got chatting to her having tea before this all started. I could have even said where
I could have said that. I was in the front car going, Andy, it's Holt.
Okay, so he did okay. How did Rachel get on?
Is Andy more of a boobs or a bum person?
Boobs.
Ooh, cheeky. Where was your first kiss?
In the car.
In the car is exactly what he has written down. What type of person does... what type of phone does Andy have? This is so hard to ask questions.
What type of phone?
What type of phone?
An iPhone.
He doesn't have an iPhone. Who would Andy love to see at a gig?
Drake.
No, we put Coldplay, Rachel.
Whoa!
What? Whoa! That's Andy's biggest fear.
Snakes.
Yes!
Dave, you're normally so coherent and together. I'm delighted that the speed was having some kind of effect on you
really,
there.
It was really
you were kind of losing
out.
It there.
Yeah. It looks like it only got worse for you.
Yep.
Would Andy choose cheese and onion or salt and vinegar?
Oh! Salt and vinegar.
Yes, he would, lads. Just side note, I feel very sick. What was the name of Andy's first pet?
Darcy.
Darcy is correct. Who is Andy's best friend?
Lee.
It's Rachel! How could you not get that right? He's the sweetest man in the world! How many Livingston points did Andy get?
180.
He got 180!
Did I get that?
You got that correct!
And she said straight away afterwards, when I said 100, she's like, don't put that on the radio.
Oh my God, Emma and I's eyes widened when you said that the best friend was Rachel. We were like, who's this woman?
She's Rachel.
Realized, yeah.
He's the sweetest man in the world, is our
That's
Andy.
That's so cute.
Naturally, Dave was thrilled when the laughs were over and he had a chat with them after to see how they were feeling.
How are you feeling?
Windswept.
Windswept. It wasn't a convertible. But how are you feeling?
I'll be honest, what a buzz, to be fair. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
How did you feel like you did answering questions, Rachel?
Really well. Yeah. I surprised myself.
Really?
Yeah. I knew a lot more about him than I thought.
Okay, and what about you? Did you feel like you knew more about Rachel than you thought?
Yeah, well, I knew. I thought I'd done well anyway. I'm happy with my performance.
All right. My legs are still shaking, so let's get to the results.
Right. So that is both couples. How do they get on? Who's going to take the overall prize? Well, find out after this from Ella Henderson and Switch Disco.
Spins, speed dating.
Oh, God, that was so so much fun, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, some crack. If you are just joining us on Tuesday, we headed out to Mondello Park to test couples on how well they knew each other. So each couple was asked 30 questions each, all about their relationship, and the couple who scored the most points were going to win a prize with thanks to Blanchardstown Centre, who are your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's.
Absolutely. So I suppose now at this point, that is both top couples taken care of. Who came out on top? Who won the big prize with Blanchardstown Centre? I had George and Shane on my team. Rachel and Andy are on Team Dave. And this is basically where we got serious and the final results.
Okay, here we go. It's time to find out which couple knows each other better. I can exclusively reveal Georgia and Shane, you managed to get an incredible 25 points. Oh, well done.
25 points. That's unbelievable.
Really good.
Well done. Very, very impressive. Okay, Rachel and Andy, the votes have been counted and verified. There's been no voting at all. But it's just been questions. And the amount of questions you answered correctly is 26!
Having only known each other 2 years, we're our winners. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
Confident.
Yeah, very confident. Yeah, we know each other well.
You do know each other. Why is that?
True love.
When did you say you love each other?
He took too long. He took a few months.
No, I didn't.
About four months.
And whose idea was it to sign up to this?
My idea. He didn't even know that I signed us up.
No, I was planning on watching the football tonight.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. Watch the second half. Listen, Rachel and Andy, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had fun. Congratulations. Yeah. You've just won a massive prize at Blanchardstown Centre, and enjoy it. And take me with you if you want.
I haven't got the call up yet, but if they do want to take me, you know.
You loved them.
I really did. They were great.
I loved my couple as well.
Yeah, but there was something going on with Dave and them.
They were just new mates.
Just new mates. The videos of us screaming our heads off and the crack in the car and all the rest will be in our socials later on today at official Spin1038 on Instagram.
Check it out.
I actually don't understand how I'm not bawling my eyes out crying, but this is fun. We're doing this in a really fun way. It's Aisling's last day on Fully Charged, and we need to get rid of any kind of merch that we have left with her face on because she no longer exists.
We have 12 board games of the Girly Quiz board game to go and 12 to give away today because we need to purge all of the merch with Aisling's face.
They wouldn't be able to concentrate on the job at hand if I was still lingering around. So we have asked you to get in touch if you'd like a Girly Quiz board game, and the question you need to answer is why? What's the running theory in your head that I've been fired this job?
Wrong answers only.
Yes.
Alan is standing by. How's it going?
How's it going?
Well, why do you think Aisling is getting fired?
Because she's robbing all the juice from the fridge.
Robbing all the juice. I like it.
Too right, Alan.
Alan, congratulations. You've got yourself a Girly Quiz board game.
Thanks.
Good luck. Alan.
Bye. And that'll be the last time you ever talk to Alan.
Oh, God. Hey, Kaylee.
Hello.
How are you?
Kaylee, what's the crack? Why is Aisling getting fired?
Because she's getting sued for copyrighting all the songs on the radio.
Ah, very good.
It's a great point, Kaylee, because we really never figured out the legals on that.
Yeah. Kaylee, congratulations. You've just won yourself a Girly Quiz board game. Congratulations.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
See ya, Kaylee. And that is the last time you will ever talk to Kaylee.
Ah, stop. She's the one who waxed your legs, I think.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, different Kaylee.
Hello.
Emma, morning.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Can you please give us a reason why you think Aisling got fired?
Aisling's cat pooped all over her boss's desk.
Oh, I wish.
Emma, you have bagged yourself a Girly Quiz board game. Just scratch Aisling's face off it, yeah?
Yeah,
big fan.
Thanks, Emma. Good luck.
Good luck, Aisling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that's the last time you'll ever talk to Emma.
Stop it, you wish me luck.
Look fine in the job.
Hey, Jamie. Hello. How are you?
What's the crack, Jamie?
Hi.
How are you? Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Why is Aisling getting fired?
She used the wrong information on LinkedIn and got caught.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I love a bit of plagiarism fraud.
You know it.
Jamie, you've won yourself a Girly Quiz board game, but make sure to blackmark Aisling's face off it, okay?
Yeah, sure will. Thanks. Bye, Aisling.
See you, Jamie.
Jamie.
That's the last time you'll talk to Jamie.
That's the last time I'm going to talk to Jamie.
Hello.
Cody, morning. How are you?
Morning, Cody.
Morning. Right. How are you?
Cody, hit us with it. Hit us with the hard facts. Why is Aisling getting fired?
She's leaving to go to London to be on this morning.
Okay. You're fired. Go be really famous and successful.
Yeah, I'm replacing Alison Hammond.
Yeah, that's it. Jazz hands.
Cody, a Gurney Quiz board game is yours.
Nice one, Cody.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Two more.
Bye. It's the last time we'll ever talk to Cody.
Wait, no, I'm not ready. Call her back.
Cody, come back.
Call her back.
For now.
Oh, there's another one, sorry.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how's
it? Good morning, Hannah. Go on.
Can you please tell us, why is Aisling Bonner getting fired from Spin?
They don't like our music parodies.
Wow. They really don't.
That's fair enough.
Why would you say that, Hannah? Yeah. Do you not like them?
They hate when they go viral.
Yeah,
I'm being ironic.
Of course you are. Don't worry, Hannah. You don't have to explain.
You're making me feel guilty.
How dare you, Hannah?
Hannah, you've won a girly quiz board game.
Congratulations, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, good riddance, Hannah.
Good luck.
I'm only joking.
Bye, Hannah.
She's being ironic.
Thanks so much.
Good luck. I think that might be the last time we talk to Hannah.
Stop.
Yes, yeah, we're.
Last caller.
For now.
Hello?
Hi, Amy.
Morning, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
Right. Amy, tell us the reason. Why is Aisling getting fired?
She wore red socks to work.
Did she?
Terrible.
You silly Billy.
Oh, terrible.
You couldn't have silly Billy's working in this building.
Not at all.
Dead right, Amy. She's
ankle
getting
socks
fired
only.
Because of that.
And fair.
Congratulations, you've won yourself a girly quiz board game.
Thank you.
You're
bye
welcome.
Very much.
Good luck, Amy. Bye bye.
Oh, Ash.
No, don't tell me.
Last time we ever talked to Amy.
Oh my God. That's it now. That's
well, it. A lot of lasts.
A lot of lasts today.
A lot of people there.
But speaking of lasts, we still have a last few.
I think we have five more, do we?
We have five more to go.
All right.
Well, there's business to attend to in that case.
Board game in a WhatsApp to come on air and tell us why you think Aisling's getting fired. Wrong answers only. Disclaimer, she's not getting fired.
There is no right answer, by the way.
087-711-103. Get in touch now to come on air right now. Molly, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good,
we're
thanks.
Good.
All right, Molly, give us that reason that Aisling's getting fired.
Aisling, so she had a big coffee in the morning.
Okay.
She had to go to the toilet.
Okay.
Wow, okay, so you're
so
saying...
she rushed to the toilet.
Oh, yeah, go on. Go on.
Keep going.
Yeah, she ended up clogging the toilet.
No, you didn't.
Shat all over the office.
So what does she do?
You're so, go
so
on.
It's going on more?
She gets her handbag.
Okay.
Puts her hand down the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh.
And decides to unclog it herself.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Wow.
En route back to the office. She drops it on the floor in front of everyone.
Nice.
Oh my God, Molly.
It's got to end there, I think.
Surely we're at the end
guys,
now, Molly, are we?
I think I have exhausted Emma, Dave and Molly.
That's the end.
Molly, I want to listen to you all day.
Thanks,
you've won
Molly.
Yourself a
you just did.
Board game.
Molly, congratulations. Good luck.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I think I had plenty there with Molly. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Isn't you don't mind if it's the last time you ever talked to Molly?
I think we got through a lot.
I love Molly. Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
Hi.
Why is she getting fired? What did she say?
She's getting fired because she
brought
her pet lizard to work.
She brought her pet lizard
to work.
Famously, you do have a pet lizard.
Yeah, he just lives in my pocket.
Yeah.
All right, well, Amelia and the mom and the gang, you've won a girly quiz board game.
Congratulations.
Thank
bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi, Vivian. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Morning, Vivian.
Good, how are you?
Okay, go on. Hit us with it. I'm just sad to find out. Why is Aisling getting fired?
She's tried to steal Barry Dunn's job.
She tried to steal Barry Dunn's job.
Yeah, and you know what? It was in her contract as well. She broke, like, you're not allowed to try and steal Barry Dunn's job.
Sign here, do not try to steal Barry Dunn's job, and you did it.
How did you find out? Oh, my God.
Vivian, you've won a girly quiz board game. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Vivian.
Hello.
Aisling, morning. What's the crack?
Morning,
good
Aisling.
Good morning. How are
hi,
you?
Aisling.
From one Aisling to another, please tell us why Aisling is getting fired.
I heard she's been bullying producer Callum.
No.
Oh my God.
Aisling, have you?
Did he send in a formal complaint?
Yeah, she's always leaving whoopee cushions on his chair.
Aisling, congratulations. You've got yourself a girly quiz board game. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Good bye. Luck.
Last caller. Forever with Aisling.
No. Oh. Oh, wow. That was a bit much, Callum, now, to be honest. Hi, Philip. Good morning.
How are you?
What's the crack? Come here. Why is Aisling getting fired, Philip?
Well,
She's late to work every day.
Well, that's actually true.
That is actually
very true.
Dead right.
Getting a little bit close to the bone. Well, that's not true. But.
Listen, Philip, a girly quiz board game is yours. Thanks.
Congratulations, Philip.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. That is it. Shin Shin, girly quiz board game's gone.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
We don't have to look at your face.
No more Aisling in the building at all. Wow, guys. Well, you're real sensitive,
isn't
it?
You're going to do the 9 o'clock hour, right?
Yeah, I'll be here for another
Wake up. Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning.
Welcome to the weekend. God, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Oh my God,
I forgot it was the weekend.
I know. I'm
there's
actually
a lot going on.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
All the celebrates.
Do remember that in case if you forgot that now, get on that now.
Did you get any card this morning? No.
I didn't. No.
Did you get any card this morning?
No.
Did you give a card this morning?
No.
Did you give a card this morning?
No.
Right,
I thought
great.
It was too early. He actually said, "Do you want your card now?" And I was like, "No."
Oh, he got your card. That's nice.
I was like, "No, it's 6:15. It's fine. We'll do that later." I'm gonna be crying now. I was on the phone to my brother yesterday. He FaceTimed me, and he is, I mentioned a few times, in Australia. I figured out where he is, by the way.
Oh, go on.
Oh, good to know.
Figured out or asked him?
No, it's in the family WhatsApp group, actually. I actually didn't ask him yesterday because I didn't want him to know that I didn't know where in the continent he was.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Airly Beach.
Means nothing to
any of us. No idea.
But anyway, he FaceTimed me and I was shocked and delighted to see him ring me. I was like, oh, bar. So, giving out about the weather. It's just so hot. I'm so tired.
Oh, shut up, Barry.
Can't sleep.
Oh, shut
and
up.
It's just so warm. And in that moment, I was like, I was heading out the door to walk the dog. And then I was walking down the field, down through this field. And you know the way, as an Irish person, even through FaceTime, you can see the cold.
Yeah.
You know the way, what I'm trying to say? It wasn't like raining. It wasn't even overly windy. But whatever way, I was obviously grimacing.
Mm.
He was like, oh, Jesus, no, I don't miss that. cold the last few days.
It's freezing.
It's a different cold. And I don't understand why, because we've had like 1 degree. We've had cars frosted over.
Yeah, it is a
That's
difference.
Not around. There's a different feeling about it. And I have to say, I hate it.
Yeah, no,
it's
I'm not
February
a big fan
cold.
Of it.
You're not accepting of it anymore.
And it's also, it's the wind, I think.
I feel like we've just had it for too long now and it needs to go away.
Yeah.
It's time for a bit of, walking through the sun and hearing the birds, and it'd be like 8:30 at night.
Oh,
it's still bright. Can't wait.
Like, that's actually
soon, guys.
Soon.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
God, there's been so much going on in the show. Like, it is actually Valentine's Day today, which I know for many is just another day in the calendar. But for some, pull the finger out, yeah? Get yourself sorted. Do something. Doesn't have to be like a massive big deal.
That's a bit crude.
Pull the finger out. Is that rude?
Yeah. Very.
Okay. I never even thought of it as a rude thing before. I actually didn't. Now I'm thinking out. Anyway.
I love when Emma realises things live on air.
Very slowly. Favorite. I'm like, ew. Use that forever. I've never thought. I say that in front of my grandma.
No, it's a fine thing to say. I'm just being bold.
Let's move on. Over Christmas, Dave brought us, right before Christmas, a very ChatGPT Christmas, and he brought us tips and advice on how to kind of keep it entertaining at home during the Christmas dinner, how to avoid arguments, ideas.
But I asked ChatGPT, didn't I? So it was crap.
Yes, exactly. So with that in mind, I asked Dave for help on how to talk to his pal ChatGPT properly, because he is the pro. And I bring you a very ChatGPT Valentine's. If you're not a very creative person, if you're thinking, Jesus, I have to do something with herself later, I don't know what to be doing, you might find something here.
Oh, there you go.
So myself and Dave asked ChatGPT what to do when all the restaurants are booked on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Some of the suggestions. I actually really like the first one, lads. The first one is the drive-through degustation. Probably pronounced that wrong. Hit up a few drive-throughs and make a tasting menu out of it. McNuggets for starters, a burrito for mains, and a 99 cone for dessert. Fancy.
Where are you getting a 99 deliver, like a drive-through?
Or a drive-through burrito. Yes, this is not America.
Yeah. Fair.
But I do like the idea. I sometimes get like my veggie nugs and Burger King and my McDonald's chips.
Do you?
And it is the elite.
Does it work out in terms of like timing and heat?
No.
No. She has them a couple of days apart.
This one's called Candlelit Chaos. Raid the supermarket for the most random meal combo, like spaghetti hoops and a bottle of water, and then eat it by candlelight.
Oh yeah, that's
stupid.
That's ChatGPT.
Pub and quiz night romance. Who needs a restaurant? I don't like the wording of this. When you can bond over a random pub quiz and aggressively try to win. Mm. No need for the aggressiveness, I don't think, on balance.
There's always that one person on a pub quiz who's aggressive. Always wants to win.
Yeah. We need to start practicing, guys.
Random food adventure. Open Google Maps. Close your eyes and tap somewhere. Wherever it lands, that's where you're eating.
No.
So we're eating on the M50, are we?
You're going to Mayo.
Yeah. You're going to the Apple Green on the M7.
Oh, you're actually sitting in a field from where I've tapped. Okay, then we asked ChatGPT, okay, what to write in a card? I struggle with my words. I can't tell this girl how I feel about her. So here's some inspiration for you. You could say something like, you're my favourite human. And I say that as someone who's met at least 12 other people.
It's freaky that a bot is telling you to say,
you're my favourite human. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day. I would absolutely let you have the last slice of pizza, but only if I wasn't really hungry.
Oh, sure.
So quirky and funny.
This one really grates me. Roses are red, violets are blue. I like you more than I like my phone. And that's saying something.
Oh, it doesn't even rhyme.
Oh, it's terrible. And then conversation starters for dinner. Maybe you're only a few dates in, you're feeling the pressure because it's Valentine's Day. If we had to commit a low-level crime together, what would it be?
A low-level crime?
It's like a Hinge prompt. It's so annoying.
What would you say to that? A low-level crime?
I don't know.
What's a low-level crime?
Like, steal this fork.
Get a dodgy box.
Yeah.
Is that a high crime?
Imagine if you're on a date tonight and the person says, come here. What's the most ridiculous thing I could say to the waiter to mortify us?
Oh, God.
And if our relationship was a rom-com, what ridiculous thing would happen in the trailer?
It's literally, you tell ChatGPT to be quirky and then it just adds ridiculous
into everything. Isn't that crazy?
The overuse of the word ridiculous in everything. ChatGPT, look out for it. Happy V-Day, happy Valentine's Day, etc.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
All right, so we won't get to the really sad bit yet.
There's a sad bit?
That's for later on. Because I want tears, guys. Oh, it is my last.
Have you not had enough tears for me over the last week? I've got a dog, I've cut my hair. How much more do you want to hurt me?
I think an eke one or two out, David Hammond, by the end of the show. No,
best
so anyway,
luck.
It is. It's my last show. It's very weird and very sad today. I'll have to give back my laptop, my fob, and all the rest.
Is that what you're worried about?
No. I'm actually really worried about all the crap that's on my desk. Honestly, my house is a bit cluttered at the moment, and I don't really want to be bringing it all home. So I've decided to give you guys everything on my desk.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so nice, and I'm going to bequeath it to you.
I'm trying to picture Ashling's desk and there's nothing on it that I want.
No, it's utter crap.
Yeah. Well, you're going to like this, though, because here is my last will and testament of Fully Charged. I, Ashling Bonner, resident in the city of Dublin, being of sound mind, not acting under any duress or under influence, do hereby make, publish and declare this document to be my last will and testament of Fully Charged. And I hereby revoke any and all other wills herefore made by me. I make one every quarter.
Do you?
This is the most recent.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're up to speed on that.
Before we get to the stuff on my desk.
Before I say any more, Dave, now, I don't want to be fighting, doing a legal battle with you over this.
There's what's nothing
the
I
will,
want.
What's in the will is in the will.
No. This is it. Like, yeah. My say is final.
I'll probably be more like, no, you take it. No, you take it.
Before we get to the stuff on my desk, I direct that all my drinks at my funeral, aka leaving party, be paid for by the company because I've been a great employee and they should also handle any debt that I have.
Very good.
Moving on. I devise and bequeath my desk property as follows. Emma Nolan.
Oh.
I bequeath you with the following property. A Polaroid picture of you, Dave and I, alongside Brendan, who presents 98FM Breakfast from a night out 2 years ago.
Do you not want to keep it for the memories?
I give it to you because I love you. And 6 vitamin C tablets.
Oh,
I've already taken them. That's great.
There you go.
I have 100.
David Hammond, I bequeath you a photograph of you, Emma Callum, and I riding the Cuchulain roller coaster at Emerald Park, in which you're doing a peace sign and look very cool.
Thank you very much. God, my hair is back like that guy, Paulie D from. What was it? What was that? The opposite of Geordie Shore, the American one.
Jersey Shore. And Dave, I also gave you a Holland and Barrett nasal spray.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God, you're going to get all her snots.
Class, thank you.
Producer Callum of England, I bequeath you a tiny knitted Ireland flag, an FAI Irish football flag, and an Irish flag with a picture of Mr. Tato in the centre.
Thank you.
So you never forget your roots.
Yes,
I also bequeath you the sheet of this week's show plan.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, with my writing on it.
And doodle.
Yeah. I bequeath you all a handmade card by me.
No, stop.
Which you may read in your
own time.
Oh, my God.
Mine says, thanks so much, Plop Juicer Callum, and it's me holding Mr. Plop.
Oh my God. So mine is a photo of me and Ash, and I have boxing gloves on, and I'm punching Aisling's face, which I'd never do, and it says, keep on kicking ass.
This is really, really cute. Mine is Aisling is hugging me, and it says, miss you already, and I'm wearing my red hoodie.
And I'm wearing my favourite cardigan.
Your favourite cardigan.
And I also bequeath you and everyone in the office a caramel slice.
Oh!
Because when you bring in baked goods on your last day, everyone says, God, she was awful, so...
No, guys, just have a quick look inside your card, Dave. Is it very text heavy?
It's very long.
It's an essay.
So I will keep this for my personal, reads.
That's for the future.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, we've more to be doing on the show. Emma, stop reading it.
Yeah.
Emma, stop reading
it. We have a show to do.
Yeah.
She's trying to make herself cry.
Oh, here we go. Press the green button, Emma. Press the green button. There we go.
Thanks, Ash. That's class.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Spin.
One more tune!
Thank you, Dave!
One more tune! One more tune!
Oh, I love you guys!
Okay, it's a One More Tune special today, as it is Aisling's last show. So we've all said, let's pick a song that we think Aisling would love and just vote for whatever one you want. I don't really care.
Yeah, it's either Aisling 1, Aisling 2 or Aisling 3 in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. I'm excited to see what we've gone for.
It's something I think that she'd love and I think it's quite fitting. It's this. It's slightly predictable, which upsets me.
No.
Beyonce Stan, and She Is a Gal Who Does Run the World, our Aisling Bonner. If you'd like to hear it in full, wish Ash well, it is Aisling 1, please, 087-711-1038.
So I have gone for something that A, I think you like, B, I want you to think about the hidden messages.
Okay.
You know, because if you really, really listen carefully, there are some hidden messages.
Nice.
And C, it's just a good tune.
All right.
The greatest show.
Aisling, you remember that this show is the greatest of the shows.
The greatest show.
I'm an idiot.
If you would like the greatest show to play as the last song with some hidden meanings in there, it's everything you ever want, it's everything you ever need. It's here right in front of you.
And it's staying with me and Dave.
Yeah.
So if you would like that to play as the last song of the show, then it's Aisling 2 to 087-711-1038.
Very good. Guys, I came across this song yesterday and I said there couldn't be anything more perfect to close out the show. It is a cheesy musical song with a very apt message. I have gone for this.
Ridiculous. I just don't belong here. Get a grip.
That's the out of everything yesterday and today, that's the bit that made me cry. That's the bit.
That's
I just don't belong here. I hope you understand. I was like, oh, I'm gone.
Well, that lyric isn't the most appropriate, but a lot of the rest of it is.
There's more you need to talk to me about.
So that is the Vanessa Hudgens sung banger.
Tune.
I Gotta Go My Own Way, and it's from High School Musical 2. And if you would like to hear that to close out the show today, it will be Aisling 3 in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038, but I really don't mind.
I've gone for Beyonce Run the World, that is Aisling 1.
I've gone for The Greatest Show from The Greatest Showman, that's Aisling 2.
And I've gone for I Gotta Go My Own Way from High School Musical 2, it is Aisling 3 to 087-711-1038. This is very indulgent. Thank you, guys.
Recharged.
Usual business on a Friday. Producer Callum tends to give us a bit of a roasting on the worst bits of the week.
Or is it?
Ooh.
What a 2.5 years it's been. We've performed 3 pantos, a furniture-themed musical, swapped lies with each other and put on the worst show ever. But all good things must come to an end. And I welcome you to Aisling's worst bits of the last 2.5 years. Strap yourself in. I've 10 clips.
Oh, God.
We've been telling you the last few days that Aisling is getting fired, and I can now present to you all of the reasons why. First of all, she constantly swears on air.
Well, yesterday, huge down on. I actually really apologise. I really apologise.
That's the first time that's
happened. That's the first thing that's happened. My heart just dropped into my.
Do you know why it's grand? It's after 9 o'clock. It's fine.
You actually dropped a bad word.
I did.
A very bad word. Aisling is a menace for forgetting the days of the week.
It means if you've entered since 5 o'clock on Tuesday. What day is it? Tuesday. Can't find it on the sheet. Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
You can't do all of this in your new job at Sunshine.
Aisling is just downright rude to our callers.
Well, my boyfriend was practicing some at me, so I'm nervous that I'm going to get some criticism after this.
That you're going to let him down. Well, do you know what? Shag him. Yeah. He's not coming on and doing it. There's a lot. Well, don't act well.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
That's an expression, you know. Do the competition and then do whatever you want.
It means, you know, don't mind him.
Feck him. Is that safer?
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Again, with the cursing.
Yeah. Aisling just disrespects traffic news by sneezing all over it.
Well, it's also slow on the Fitchburg Road between Hart's Corner and Doyle's Corner.
Bless you, Ash.
He was like, hold it. I was like, oh, no.
throwback.
Going back to Aisling in the days of the week, I just don't think she knows how to use a calendar.
All right, 13th of December. Nearly at the middle of January. I know the second half is definitely the worst.
You know, you just said 13th of December. Oh, nearly the middle of January.
That says it all, really.
It was a late night the night before.
Oh, yeah, you're hearing the voice, can't you?
When we have prizes to give away, she just struggles to read the prize.
Thanks, Andrew. Want to win a hotel? Want to win a holiday to Sunny Spain?
Want to win a hotel?
Yeah. And that happened more than once.
And it's half board, so your dinner, bread and breakfast covered, as we said. Dinner, bread and breakfast. Yeah. Is that what I said? Well, I'd say there's bread involved as well.
Aisling constantly sings choir songs in the studio whilst we're trying to bop out to the biggest hits.
Would any boy the pipes are calling.
Doolamandoolamandoolamandoolamandoolamandoolam shakin' the gun, fuckin' the gun.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes streaking down the rain.
Brilliant.
Aisling's accents can be downright offensive.
Song.
Very
good. She's a very, very, very good belly dancer. You wear the shorts with the O'Neill. She know how to get this party beginning. She very good on the strings. Her favourite animal is the she-wolf. He ended the show regular people.
I remember that. That was when you were channeling your inner Rafael Nadal.
Oh, so long ago.
And finally, she's getting sacked because even though she's been working with us for 2.5 years, she still has no clue how any of the studio actually works.
That was Miles Smith and Stargazer on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma's off to deliver a leaf card to Clara. So I'm just going to play a few of these. I never get the chance to do this.
This is so fun.
Can you grace next on Strangers here on Spin?
Oh my God. You just started hitting buttons.
Brilliant.
And that is why Emma does the buttons.
I have been producer Callum, and they have been Aisling's worst bits of the last 2.5 years.
Unbelievable.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
I will, Ash. I'll always carry you home.
She needs. She's a mess.
55 years down the road.
I'll be needing carrying home now.
Emma's an Aisling special on One More Tune today. You've been voting for your favourite kind of Aisling song.
Yes, we'll say goodbye to Aisling properly after we've played her last song. So you've been voting for the last song of the show. And I can reveal with a whopping 68% of the vote.
Whoa.
Blowing everyone out of the water. You know it was going to happen. It was Aisling's pick. It's High School Musical.
Of course it is.
Good stuff. Probably the last time. Do you know what? At least the show's going to get a bit cool.
This might be the last time you ever hear High School Musical on Spin. So enjoy this and we'll be back in 3-ish minutes to cry.
I gotta say what's on my mind. I gotta go my own way. I gotta go my own way.
I actually, not even gonna lie to you, we're all balling. Even Dave is gone.
I'm so sorry. That was the worst.
That was the worst choice ever. We should have gone, but Run the World.
Look, we gotta go, but Ash,
I just don't even know how I can sum up what you mean. To me, meeting you 2.5 years ago was one of the greatest honours ever, and you mean a huge amount. It's been an honour to call you a colleague, but it's even greater to know that you're one of my best friends, and I just wish you all the best. You're an absolute feckin' superstar.
You really are. I am your biggest fan. You made me laugh more than anyone I've ever worked with, and I love you. The best of luck.
Oh, this is so hard. like you hear the crack that we have every day, and like how lucky to be able to come in with your friends and laugh as genuinely as we do every day. And I literally didn't know these people 3 years ago, which is just insane. And I know we'll always be best buds, and it's literally been so good, and it really is so hard to say goodbye. And like, thank you to you listening always for being like such a massive part of this brilliant time that we've had. And yeah, just what a great 2 years.
I love you. Love you, Ash.
Love you.
Best love you too, Callum.
We're back Monday.
Yes, we are.